Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You wake up each morning and want to carry out the works of God. You want to do those things which he has laid out for you, according to your vocation. For he is the one who has redeemed you with his own blood. Heaven is yours right now. You need nothing more. It is yours right now through faith in Christ. But right now, you still linger on this earth. God still has a purpose for you. And so you desire to thank and praise him for all that he has done for you. He gives you salvation and he gives you the day. He gives you food and drink, not to mention eternal food and drink. You desire to thank and praise him for these good gifts. But that parasitic flesh still clings to you. Temptations abound from without and from within. You want to do good, but that good you do not always carry out. Your hearts are tugged to daydream. Your eyes are pulled to lust. And your hands are tugged to laziness. Temptations from without, temptations from within, to lead you away from the things of God. So now what? Pray. Prayer is your defense. Prayer is your weapon, the sword of the Spirit, for prayer takes the very promises of God and speaks those promises back to him. Prayer is anchored in the Word of God. Therefore, prayer flows from faith. Without faith, one cannot pray. Because faith believes that it has a Savior who loves and will listen. A Father in heaven who gives his Son along with every good blessing and a Comforter in the Holy Spirit. Faith knows that the Word has touched the ears. Christ's blood has touched the lips. And you are reconciled to God through the work of God, not through your work. He who died now lives, and he lives to intercede for you at the Father's right hand. He lives to cleanse you with his blood. He lives so that you might live for him. Faith clings to Christ alone, because through him the Father gives all good things. And so your prayer is always through the cross of Christ, or through Christ to the Father, because he alone is the one who has redeemed us and made us pleasing to the Father. Prayer is an act of faith. In faith, Israel went to the snake lifted up on a pole. In faith, you go to Christ lifted up on a tree. The Word told Israel where to go. The Word directs you where to go. So we never leave Jesus' cross behind. He is not suffering. He reigns in glory, but he remains the crucified. The one who died for our sins and rose for our justification. To know Jesus is to know his cross. And if you do not know his cross, then you do not know Jesus. So to pray in Jesus' name is to pray according to that salvation that Jesus won for you by that cross. Faith sees the cross as the answer to every prayer you have ever prayed. There you find rest in the side of Christ. There he extends his arms to bless you. There is your peace and your comfort for this life and for the next. Prayer flows from faith, and faith is grounded in the cross of Christ. Still the devil tempts. Still he prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Poking and prodding, a relentless pursuit, still your flesh troubles. The curse weighs heavy, tribulation's burden, and our minds can grow tired, our shoulders heavy, and our hearts weary. It is a relentless activity, this temptation, The devil does not give up, but in fact he doubles down on the Christian. The flesh makes our eyes linger. We hear the word of God, we know the promise, I am coming soon, but that promise seems like nothing more than a distant word not to be realized in our lifetime. And we resign ourselves to a life like this. Nothing's going to change. This is just how life is. Temptations are relentless. Pray that you may not fall into temptation. Christ did not promise you an easy life on this earth. You can pray for an easier life, but the more you understand the Word of God, the more you realize that asking for an easy life is like asking for riches. Those who have riches will never have enough, and those who love an easy life will not want to leave this life. They will not view themselves as foreigners and strangers here, but they will view this as their home. So life is a daily battle, a resistance, determination in prayer, resisting the devil and the flesh. For we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but never destroyed. Through suffering, we have the victory. In death, we conquer. So one foot in front of another each day, one folded hands at a time, one bowed head at a time, one Lord's Prayer at a time, one day at a time, one morning at a time, one foot in front of another. We are being conformed to the image of him who loved us to the end. He did not have an easy life, and neither will we. He spent his nights in prayer, and we are told to pray continually. The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. The moment we begin to pray is the moment something else pops up in our minds. The moment we begin is the moment that something else needs our attention. Faith must train the body to fold the hands and bow the head and quiet the mind and move the lips. Faith must train the body to memorize those words of Scripture so that we know what we should pray for. Faith must train the body to set aside a specific time and place for prayer, otherwise it won't get done. If you wait until you have a need, if you pray only when you need something, are you not building your prayer on your needs rather than on the Word of God? If you base your prayer on what you want or how you would like to feel, again, you are not building it upon the promises of God. We pray not to feel better, but because he made a promise. We pray not because we need something, but because he made a promise. The word of God is the content of our prayer. Faith believes that word, therefore faith speaks that word. Repeat back to God the promises that he has made to you, for those promises are not in vain. Prayer is your weapon against the devil, and how you fight against temptation. Pray that you would not fall. Let us not just simply be reactive in prayer, though. Let us go on the assault. Let us jump the devil before he jumps us, before the flesh floods our minds with the countless activities that need to get done each day. Let us wake up and say, I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son. Let us catch the devil by surprise by praying the Lord's Prayer first thing in the morning. Then all the evil the devil spent the entire night planning for us is in vain. He cannot have our hearts. He cannot steal away our thoughts. For our bodies belong to him who redeemed us, and our souls are filled with the word and promises of God. Faith believes. Faith speaks. And when you do stumble and fall, when you do succumb to temptation, whether from within or from without, and when your flesh tells you that you are unfit to pray to God until you fix what you have done and set your mind straight, then simply say, Of course, I am unfit. The commandments of God are clear that none is righteous before him. But then joyfully continue, but I did not come up with prayer, God did. I did not choose to come to God, he invited me up his holy mountain. He is the one who told me to pray. He is the one who commanded it in the second commandment. He is the one who attached such great promises to prayer and promises to hear and answer them all. I did not take it upon myself to cry out to him, but I lift up my eyes to him who is lifted up and who lives to intercede for me. And so you realize that the Word of God is not only the content of your prayer, but it also is the reason why you are praying. It is the beginning and end of prayer, and faith clings to that Word alone. No, the devil will not give up. The more you resist him, the harder he will fight against you. Pray that you may not fall. Yes, pray for earthly things. Pray for peace and for health and prosperity. Pray for your family and your friends. Pray for good weather, good government, self-control, good neighbors, and prosperity. Those are fine things to pray for, but understand it is only one of the seven petitions in the Lord's Prayer. So ask for the greater things. Ask that you would be saved from temptation. Ask that you would be delivered from every evil. Ask that your sins would be forgiven. Ask that the gospel would have free course in this world to captivate the hearts of men throughout this world. Ask that God's name would be kept holy among all nations, and that his cross and his forgiveness would fill their hearts and minds. Ask that God would take you out of this world. Ask that he would raise the dead and give you life everlasting, for those are the promises of God that are certain and sure. Ask in Jesus' name. Ask according to the salvation that he has won. Do not give up. Do not grow weary. Life is hard, so pray. One folded hands at a time, one bowed head at a time, one day at a time, one morning at a time, one Lord's Prayer at a time. Your prayers are not in vain, because God's promises are not empty. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.